Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Hello, my name is Amanda Temeshek, and I am the founder and president of Temeshek Strategic Consulting, and I'm an EOS implementer. EOS is also known as the Entrepreneurial Operating System. Some people refer to it as Traction as well.
Love it, Amanda. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, for me, I'm helping companies with strategic planning and putting business entrepreneurial operating system into place. So I love just seeing them grow, seeing entrepreneurial leaders meet their goals and seeing them have their vision become a reality. And I also love, personally, I work with a lot of different industries. So it's fun to just have experience in seeing the inner workings of, you know, everything from a coffee shop to a marketing firm to a large real estate development company. So it's just fun to get to know different leaders and learn from them and learn about their industry.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number three. I am hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
Well, for me, as I do business coaching, most of my business is word of mouth. It's mostly referrals. And I find that most of the time, when I'm talking with a potential client, they really want to get a referral or actually talk with a customer that I'm already working with. But some of them just having a sheet with testimonials or a letter of reference suffice. But I think since I'm not selling a product, I'm selling myself, often want to hear from someone who's I worked with previously.
Oh, totally get it there. Question number four, what advice do you share with other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
So for me, I work with clients implementing the EOS or Entrepreneurial Operating System. And a big part of that is getting your leadership team on board, sharing the same vision, getting healthy as a leadership team, and then getting traction in your processes and your sales, how you actually do your operations. And one thing I recommend for companies is really spending some time getting away, getting outside of the office as a leadership team and having a retreat with your leadership team to be looking at big issues. So people get so busy in the day-to-day of business. It's important to get out of the day-to-day, kind of be looking down at your business like you're on the board. You're looking down rather than just looking at your to-do list. And so I recommend at least once a year for every business, for their leadership team to spend at least a day where you're getting out of the office, going somewhere offsite. Of course, in the world of Zoom and COVID, and it's a little bit different. People are working remotely, so the office might not be as normal of a work environment, but getting away someplace where you're away from your to-do list, away from your phone, and able to really concentrate on your business. And what I recommend, set a date, whether you're looking at, 2 months out, 3 months out, set a date where your leadership team can get away. And before you get away, have a couple books that you're reading. I recommend the book Traction by Dina Wickman. That is the basis for the EOS, or the Entrepreneurial Operating System. I also recommend that your leadership team, I'm sure they've read it before, but reread Jim Collins' Good to Great. There's so many nuggets in there that you can pull out. And then before you go, I would recommend that you go to EOS Worldwide's website and download a Vision Traction organizer. It's a 2-page strategic plan with a lot of questions that you can go through as a leadership team when you're meeting. So again, schedule time to get away offsite, read a couple books, business books, high level vision casting books beforehand. Mm-hmm. So the team has the same reference you're coming from, and then download this EOS tool. And when you're there as a group, go through those questions. Talk about what are your shared core values? What is your culture? What is your core focus? Or if you're reading Jim Collins, his hedgehog concept, what is it that you do better than anybody else in the world? And describe that. And then as a team, talk about where you want to go. What are your big goals? Where do you want to get to as a team? Put it all down on paper, keep it simple, make it too complicated,
right,
gonna execute. So that's why I love the VTO. It's a two-page document, easy to follow. Everyone can read it and be on board with where you're going. And in terms of facilitating the actual retreat, you can hire an EOS implementer like myself to come and facilitate. Some companies, they facilitate it themselves, have someone internal do the facilitation, take the notes. Really depends, you know, what you're comfortable with, what you want to do. But having that outside voice facilitating helps to, especially for the president of the company, if they're facilitating, I don't recommend that because then they're stuck taking notes and not really able to think about the business, but they're right. doing the facilitation. So those are my recommendations. At least once a year, you're getting away as a leadership team, thinking about your business and thinking long-term strategy.
Love it. Love it, Amanda. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, one person I would recommend as another female business owner is Mary Ferry with Advantage Insights. And she works more in the accounting CFO arena, but she's got great input on just what business leaders should be thinking about as they're setting financial goals, what they should be really looking at in terms of forecasting and their numbers. So she's got some great insight there.
I will look her up. We're done here. Let's get to, with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, question number six, the fun question. Tell us about your first sale.
Oh, my first sale. So that would be a long time ago. My first jobs in high school and college, I worked in retail. So I worked at various retail shops. And so I can't remember an exact sale, but I think what I learned working retail, and retail is probably the hardest sales job I've had. I've worked in pharmaceutical sales and telecommunication sales. I've worked in various sales jobs, but retail is probably the hardest just because some of the customers you're dealing with and the environment, not business to business, but I think skills really translate. I mean, I think having a mentality, you want to help first,
right?
You want to build relationship, even if it's really quick. You smile, you greet people, you try to find out what they're looking for and how you can help. So I think that skills learned and as a 16-year-old in a retail environment translate business to business sales as well.
Awesome. Love this right there. You've got 1 minute and 10 seconds left. Promo time. Go for it.
Wonderful. So my company is Temashek Strategic Consulting. You can find me on Temashek Strategic website or on LinkedIn. And again, I'm an EOS or Entrepreneurial Operating System implementer. And so if you haven't read the book Traction, I highly recommend reading Traction, either self-implementing or bringing on an implementer like myself to help you. We go beyond just the vision building. We look at your accountability chart, the structure of your company, making sure you've got the right structure to move you forward, making sure you've got the right people in place. We help you with making sure you're tracking the right data. If you're not tracking data, you don't know where you're going. We help you put a process in place for solving your issues come up. And also your processes. Are you documenting your processes? Do you have the processes documented correctly? Are people following them? So I work on a vision and strategy level, but then also helping companies get stronger in various areas of their operations. And I'm based in Omaha, Nebraska, but work across the country right now doing a lot of my meetings.
Oh, Amanda, that is time.
All right. You have
to get off 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
TemashekStrategic.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Amanda, right. Thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you very much. Glad to be
You're
here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.